The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment today. It's Tuesday. This is her assignment day. So when I left, she was already working. She's been working for like 3 weeks straight, getting the house ready for something that's going to happen like a month from now. I love that. I love that in a person who keeps getting prepared like that. Anyway, good morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, expanded walk-in humidor. Good morning, Bad Bob. What's what look like for the weather?
Sunny and hot and a high near 98 today, so a little bit of a relief from the weekend. Clear tonight, low around 70. Got some winds out of the north, then switching to the south, southeast. So you're going to still want to be very, they're up to about 10 miles an hour. So please, we are still in a critical fire season, even if the temperature has dropped off a bit. Tomorrow we'll see a high near 95, 94 on Thursday, 98 again on Friday, and we move back into the century range over the weekend. So hot weekends still on tap and increased fire danger. Right now in Reading, we have 70 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, also has a payment plan. Give them a call at 365-3793. Payment plan if you get, you know, use a lot and want to spread it out over the year. They can do that for you. Hey, today, this evening, from 4 to 9 p.m. at Dry Creek Station, will be a fundraiser. That's for Wendy and Fred Lazo. He is a California Highway Patrol officer battling lymphoma cancer, and Wendy has been diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. 100% of the food proceeds will go towards helping the Lazos with their cancer treatments. Special dinner menu for the fundraiser. No reservations. Please come just enjoy a meal and help us help the Lazo family. For more information, call Jeff or Joe at 549-5386. If you want to donate directly, a GoFundMe page has been set up under Mother and Father of Five Fight Cancer. Think about that. Wow. You know, I heard about this. You know, wow. We met somebody last year. It was the same thing. The mom was fighting cancer, and then all of a sudden, they find dad with something. Wow. Hey, speaking of something strange in GoFundMe pages, I don't know if you've heard about what happened to this guy that got shot down in the Malibu Canyon park where he was camping. With his family, not his wife. His wife's a doctor. He's a scientist at a pharmaceutical company. Okay, right away, people go, oh. He had a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old in a tent with him. His family is, you know, camping in the campgrounds there. I mean, his extended family, mm-hmm. I guess. He shot at 4:30 in the morning, 4:30 or 5 in the morning. Shot through the upper torso, dies. That's it. And you know what? The police right now are just kind of like baffled how that happened. How somebody walked in, got into his tent, it looks like, or reached into his tent and shot him. I'm thinking, was he shot through the outside of the tent? Or they didn't indicate that that happened. They said the shot came from inside, which is really kind of strange. So now you have to – you should have just seen the all the comments.
The speculations.
And then mom, who was a doctor, and she did not go with them. She was studying for an exam. Uh-huh. I know, already people are going, uh-huh, mom was studying for an exam, huh? But she's a doctor.
All these wannabe Clinsos.
And he was getting ready, and they were getting ready to move up to the Bay Area because he was taking a job in another pharmaceutical company. So now, I mean, you have got every aspect of a story here, a novel that is just unbelievable. You know, so they've closed down the Malibu Canyon campgrounds, which is, you know, a huge place. A lot of people are there. It's filmed, many, you know, TV shows, movies have been filmed there. Anyway, so here's what the trolls are saying. Well, where's mom last night? Can she prove where she was? And then they started a GoFundMe page, which is what kind of bred, you know, led mm-hmm. me to this. They're saying a scientist in a pharmaceutical company and a doctor, and they need a GoFundMe page. And she was asking for like $20,000 to help, and she got $95,000. All right, on that GoFundMe page. Right, got it. Okay, so then, but so now people are going, well, that was interesting. They're in the middle of the family, you know, group there. Somebody shoots him from, it sounded like from, there was no hole in the tent. See, I was thinking it could be something as simple as somebody shot, you know, I don't know what that time in the morning, but, you know, took a shot, just an accident. Or somebody just shot arbitrarily, but it would have gone through the tent,
yeah,
and hit him. And it's like I said, his 2-year-old and 4-year-old were in there, not touched. So I mean, this whole thing is really, really strange. I think we'll probably kind of like follow this up as time goes on. But yeah, everybody was saying, oh, it was the wife's boyfriend. It was blah blah blah. Where was the wife? You know, why do they need a GoFundMe page? You know, because but you know, if you look at it and say she's a doctor, she could be a resident. You know, going through, through residency, they don't have money. And he's a scientist there. Maybe they just didn't, you know, we don't know how much money he makes. I mean, he may make, you know, $80,000-$90,000 a year, which is not bad at all, but it's not enough to handle those emergencies like this.
I think that until the police and the investigation.
That's what they were saying. Said, well, gosh, you know so much about this case. You should just go in and just solve it right now, you know.
Go put the little numbers on the ground, you know.
Yeah. Well, they got dogs out there. They got everything. So it's really kind of baffling when you think about it. I mean, we've just skimmed the surface. I'm sure over the next couple of weeks, you're going to be talking, you know, the family's going to be talking with them and all these other things. So, hey, we got time to update the fires and what's going on with them. Let's do that with Ashley Estes, our new producer here, who is working Sundays with us, but is coming. Do you need a stool there, hon? It's right underneath the. You don't need to kneel at the altar here, as we might say. Okay.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It looks like we got in the last 15 minutes or so. Got an update on the Creek Fire. Acreage has not changed. It is now at 1350, and we are up to 60% containment. Some evacuations since we were last on the air have been lifted. The ones in place along Clear Creek Road and Cloverdale Road still remain in place, but the ones along Heavenly Valley, Oak Street, China Gulch, and such have been lifted. People are allowed to return home.
That whole area around Honey Bee Lane just like burns, you know, other year.
I drive by there a lot. We have friends who live out there in Texas Springs. So, you know, kind of cut through over to Clear Creek, and there's Honey Bee Acres. And it's nice, really, really nice houses out there. But you're right, it burns a lot.
Lots of
there.
Understory to feed the fuel.
We've had a friend, you know, they live up in Texas Springs, off Texas Springs Road, up in a really nice subdivision. I mean, you know, a couple acres of land and really nice houses. And they've had fire go through there twice, you know, on the outskirts. You know, I mean, up through a canyon there, because, okay, a guy was doing target practice during the red time of the year.
Red flag, yeah.
With his son, and it hits, sparks, poof, fire goes right up the canyon. And you think about it, and you go, why would you do that? I mean, except that they don't understand that when you shoot a .22 rifle and it hits something, it sparks, it can spark. I can't tell you how many times at Camp Pendleton we would burn Camp Pendleton down. I mean, I just can't tell you how many times we'd burn Camp Pendleton down, because you still have to train. So you're out there on one of the ranges shooting machine guns, and guess what? Every fifth round's a tracer. And we have all this firefighting equipment standing by. I mean, extinguishers, the flappers, the everything. And as soon as, smoke. Cease fire, clear your weapons. And everybody's running down range, you know, driving down range, going, you hit it, and you're trying to put the fire out. And you could do that, you know, but you know what? You'd shoot like an hour and fight 6 hours of fires. So it was kind of like, you know, after a while, it's just like, just give me a beer, okay? Let's just sit out here and let's have a beer. And that's okay. Let's make it suntan day, gents. Okay, Marines. Anyway, but the other times when you're shooting artillery, oh, the fires start. And when they do, I mean, I had a house in Fallbrook, and I'd look out off the backyard, and you could see it look like fire in the sky, because it was working its way up the mountain, up in the hills up there. You know, it was burning up, you know, up the hills, and it just like because, you know, it's dark. It just looked like, oh, yeah, fires in the sky there.
Those creosote bushes burned with great enthusiasm.
And then it would burn up. You know, I-5 goes like through 20 miles of Camp Pendleton there. Yeah. Here comes over the top of the hills and down. I-5 looks, I mean, you can't see. The smoke and the people that are doing like 75, all of a sudden, they're doing like 10 miles an hour in there. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was just... I mean, it wasn't every year, but it wasn't every year because there was nothing left to burn. But then when it caught up, you know, as soon as it got big again, boom, here we go again. We'd burn it again. Hmm. And there's just nothing really you could do.
I always like driving along and seeing the heavy armor go under the freeway to get out to the beach.
Oh, yeah, that was us. You know, no matter what kind of great plan you had, you at one point you're going to go under the – you had to go through – you had two places you could go underneath the highway. So no matter what, how grandiose your plan was on the landing, everybody converged in that one spot and shot through there and then spread out again, heading for the canyons up there. Anyway, let's take a break. Okay. I'm just talking about fires and, we fight fires. In fact, a battalion of Marines, back when we weren't fighting everywhere in the world, a battalion of Marines every year was assigned firefighting duties, and they would be airlifted to big fires throughout the United States. And they had the basics, you know, on how to fight fires. They had the basic equipment and all that, and this battalion to go out there and work for the professional firefighters. But, you know, they wouldn't be they'd be out there clearing areas and doing all this. Like, you put a battalion of Marines out, they can get a lot of work done.
Yeah. National Guard has some units assigned, and of course we have the aircraft out of Klamath Falls that are converted into tankers.
Yeah. And speaking of heat, because it's going to be 96 today and it's going to be getting hotter this week, if you haven't called Alliance Heat and Air to check your filters and make sure everything's working on your air conditioner, shame on you. Been in the business for over 25 years, a better-known business, any make or model. And these are the ones that we have. Martin and Pam and their people are the ones we have check out. All of our heating and air conditioning have no problems with them. 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Okay, we'll be right back after this because I want to talk about what happened. What happens when a U.S. congresswoman, calls for mob rule against a sitting president and calls for people to be harassed and, quote, attacked? We'll be right back. Different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night.
Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concerts Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere without causing a scene. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Looking for a new laminate for your home or office that's waterproof? Yes, you heard me, waterproof. This takes the worry of your floor being destroyed by water out of the picture. Just ask our professional staff at Design Time about this new exciting product. Visit our showrooms on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios, KCNR 1460. I hope you all are ready for a little bit of a rant going on here. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know what? Bastiani Arms, owned by John and Sarah Bastiani, started that business 8-9 years ago. As soon as they started advertising with us. I started buying my guns down there, and Linda started buying my guns down there. I can't find a better place that's got better customer service, that knows more and wants to share more about firearms than Bastiani Arms. You got to give them a chance to meet or beat the big box stores. They can do that. They're expanding their lines right now to Bernelli shotguns and Stoger shotguns and a number of other things. Go on down and take a look at what they have. They've got long guns and pistols that you're just going to fall in love with. John Bastiani, customer service, great gunsmith. Give them a call, 222-8222, or head on down to 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Okay, you know what? What happens? Okay, Maxine Waters has called for people to publicly harass Trump administration members. And that it's okay that you should, wherever you see them, at gas stations, at restaurants, at shopping marts, you should get together with other people and harass them, let them know. You know, Congressman Waters, and of course, then Trump goes back with his week. Congressman Maxine Waters, an extraordinarily low IQ person, has become together with Nancy Pelosi, the face of the Democratic Party. And she has called for harm to supporters. I don't know if she's called for harm. But you know what? Yes, I think she has. When you call for people to harass and get in people's faces, if the next step is somebody takes a swing. Yep. And as soon as that starts, you now have a fight. And then the fight, depending on how many supporters are there. I mean, I can't help but think, if I saw a woman being harassed by a bunch of thugs and then somebody pushes them, I can't help but think I might have to step in there. You know, it's none of my fight, but you know what? If somebody's being bullied, I have a real problem with this. I mean, you talk about getting back up on the step real quick. I see somebody getting bullied, or I feel like somebody's being rude, you know, like this. It gets to me. And if I saw something like that and somebody's being physically assaulted, I couldn't help but have to maybe get in there and try to rescue that person. And here's the thing is, this is what this woman is calling for. This is what Maxine Waters is calling for. Where have we gone to? And this is just, and she's not by herself. These other people, Peter Fonda, Easy Rider, the Wild Angels, you know, this kind of guy that wanted to play John F. Kennedy in the movie PT-109. There's a good reason they didn't pick him. You know, he's a drug head. So he calls for Barron Trump to be taken from his mom and put into a cage with a pedophile. I mean, this is what he says, with a pedophile. And this is like considered, oh, okay, you know, do you see the left rearing back and going, you can't say that, and treating them like they did Roseanne? because Roseanne called Susan Rice a combination of Star Wars and yeah. meets Planet of the Apes or something like that. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible quote, and she deserves to be punished. But why is it just one way? Madeleine Albright says, you know, women not supporting other women have a special place in hell. Now, she was talking about Hillary, but it's the same thing. Where is she? And then you get into Sarah Sanders Huckabee, asked to leave the Red Hen. Now, this Red Hen is in Virginia. It's not the one up in Connecticut. It's not the one in D.C. because they are being inundated with hate mail. It just said, "You, I do not support your administration, so you'll have to leave." She got up. She left. And then, okay, but see, there's another part. There's another part to the story, though, that you don't know, is that she and her husband just left. Her family, and a lot of her family, as they are self-admitted liberals, progressives, that's fine, they go across the street to another restaurant. So what happens? The owner of the restaurant gathers people, makes phone calls, and they stand outside that restaurant, and they're screaming and yelling at them in the other restaurant. So a member of the family comes out and says, "Hey, look, Sarah's not here. It's just us, and some of us are liberals, and I think you guys are a bunch of jerks." And then he goes back in. And the thing is then they go, "Oh." But see, well, here's what they do. It's not enough to say, "I don't want your service." Can you imagine if they did that to a black person or to a gay person? Remember what happens? That goes all the way to the Supreme Court. "Oh, you can't, I'm sorry, I don't agree with your sexual choice. You can't eat here." Excuse me?
I'm not going to create my art for you.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to, you know, this type of thing. And then you can, and so we are, we're saying, not we, there's people on the left that are saying this is perfectly okay. Let's go to Bob. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You know, you're right on with this thing with Maxine Waters. You know, I grew up in Southern California where she's been senator for years and years. She doesn't even have guts enough to live in her own area because it is so bad. She is so afraid of the people down there. And this is what they do down there. They harass everybody they don't like and don't care. But the Democratic Party, excuse me, is supposedly for the people. And here they are causing more problems than they're solving. So what is going on? She asked for President Trump's impeachment. When are the people going to impeach her or get rid of her? They ought to get rid of that woman because she's more trouble to the Senate than anybody up there.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, you don't want her to be impeached. You want Maxine to keep running her mouth because every time she does, every time she says things like this, every time Peter Fonda says those horrible things, Samantha Bee calls, Sarah Sanders Huckabee, you know, a feckless, you know, and then the bad word. And now every time they do things like this, you know what people do? They take a look at who's saying this. These are Democrats. These are the ones that are acting like this. Every time they do it, another couple thousand votes just swing. They just swing over to Trump. You know what? Frankly, this type of hatred that they put out, that they espouse, that from leaders of their party, even Pelosi said, you know, really, you know, that went too far, Maxine. Yeah, but, I mean,
Well, I hope this helps the Republicans in this state this year in November. Because I'll tell you, California don't need a change. They need to actually tip the house upside down and shake out all the junk and start over.
Well, we need to start. You know what? We need to stop making more laws. And for every law, I think for every law that we pass, we ought to dump at least 15. Because there's so many of them here. I mean, it's almost like Atlas Shrugged. You know, there's so many laws that I'm sure I break four or five laws every day and have no idea I'm doing it, which is there's something wrong.
Something. All the laws that they put, do we get to read them? You know, California, most of the laws make you a crook or a bad guy, not a good citizen. I mean, that's just the way California is. And I just assume stand up for Jefferson.
I just think it's time that we there's time for change. There's a lot of big times for change. Thanks a lot,
you
Bob.
Bet.
You bet.
You have a good day. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay. You know, it's true. You know, frankly, I think they just keep talking. Just keep talking like that, because every time you say something like that, it just means there's it just means more votes for the Republicans and for the GOP. Ranger Rick, I want you to hang on just for a second. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Renting Kia, America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Renting Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Renting Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Renting Kia. Renting Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RentingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the studios at KCNR1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Of course, Linda's on sabbatical today. She's on assignment today. She is on all Tuesdays. Good morning, everybody. It's 70 degrees, going up to 96 today. Enjoy this cool weather because it's going to get a little warm this weekend. Mm. So, you know, go out there and get all that stuff done today when it's only 96. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Going down to Cornerstone Community Bank to their newest branch at 1845 California Street and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Let's go to the phones here. Ranger Rick, I held you over. Thanks for waiting, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Hey, look, just a couple of points on the Maxine Waters thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to go to Obama for his comments about, remember when he was saying, hey, when you get an argument with with a conservative or, you know, somebody, you got to get in the face. You got to shout at them. You got to raise your voice. He did that. You know, he was the one that first brought that on. But before that, like Bob was saying, he and I both come from Southern California. I spent a lot of time in Compton and a lot of time in those labor rallies with my dad. And, you know, that was their tactic then, is scream and shout. And I've told you before, one of the first things you do if you're a liberal, they taught you, was you get into an argument and you just yell the word racist. And it's like throwing a wet blanket on the argument. You can't get it off. By the time you get it off, you know, you moved on to something else.
Well, you know, here's my thoughts on this, is Maxine Waters has said a lot of, you know, she's calling for impeachment of Trump. You know, I kind of tune her out. But then when she says something like this, get in her face, harass them, you know, I see what, you know, what she's saying is take away their civil rights. Now, here's Maxine Waters, who has fought for civil rights for, you know, for probably most of her life. And now she's advocating taking away people's civil rights, the right to be able to have a dinner, a right to be able to go to a movie. Come on, be able to go to a movie, be able to walk down the street, pump gas. Taking away, what if it was reversed and said, oh no, get in the face of an African American and do this? Of course,
it's just totally
wrong. And here she is doing this. And like I said, I thought, you know what? She's reached her shelf life. It needs to be taken off the shelf and let her retire and do whatever she's going to do. But you know,
she's not going to retire.
No,
they're not going to let her go.
And the more I think about it, the more I really do want her to be there. I want her to keep talking. I want her to keep saying outrageous things. I want all of them to do that. Because every time they do, people realize this is the voice of the Democratic Party. Is this who you really want to be leading this country?
No, I agree with you.
Even if it's not the voice, they're the ones that are getting the headlines.
But you got to understand, you know, this is Compton-style politics.
Yeah, okay.
South Central. It really is. It's a different style of politics altogether.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
They haven't been happy since Trump won because they were all wrong. Anyway, okay. Thanks, Rick.
All right.
See you.
All right,
bye. Hey, I'm here with Brian Martin.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Is it just me or am I hearing like really pumped up? Is everybody's at the same level? Okay. It's just me. Maybe it's my earphones. There were somebody in here last night. Hey, Brian is the GM of our River Commons.
River Commons Senior Living,
that's
absolutely,
right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, you were in here before a few months ago, and you had one of your...
One of our residents.
One of your residents. What's your name?
I'm trying to remember which one we had
Helen,
in with
Helen
us.
Helen or something. I'm not sure if it was... But she was such a sweetie.
Oh, Sherry was
Sherry,
in here.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
What a sweetie she was. And coming in and talking about the place. I mean, you know what? There ought to be some way if you could bottle her.
Well, you'd be surprised. She represents a whole bunch of them there, so yeah. it's a neat place to work for sure.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about River Commons.
Okay.
You know, when I talk about it, I said this is not an assisted living place.
Correct.
This is a cruise ship that just doesn't happen to have the ocean
on land. Absolutely. Yeah.
Am I overstating this?
Not at all. I do have residents that will address me as captain from time to time. So they do think of it that way. You know, it really does have a lot of the amenities that you would find on a cruise ship, and our staff is amazing there. You know, from the day one somebody moves in, they already know their names. Within a few days, they're going to know what they want for breakfast before they even tell us. And, you know, they just really care. And that comes out, and people just, it's a friendly, happy place.
What Sherry said was, she says, frankly, I was just tired of, you know, she's a widow. And
right.
I think it was even recently widowed.
Right, correct.
She just realized how much stuff there was to do in her home, you know, that her husband took care of,
right.
And you know, the yard and all these other things, and it was a big house,
right?
PG&E,
mowing the yard, all that stuff. We take care of all that for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, so coming into River Commons,
yeah,
was just a way to simplify her life. She's got, I think, a one bedroom apartment there, or where she lives, and what they have kitchens and everything.
It's a kitchenette. We we provide 3 chef prepared meals every day, and so it's a snack kitchen, really.
Right.
So there's no cooking in there, but you can have a microwave, toaster oven,
sure.
You know, that kind of stuff. Uh huh. Yeah.
Okay. And it just took a big burden off her.
Yeah,
she said.
And this is you know, her husband passed. They moved in together, And he passed, and she, this is her family, so that she, it's where she stayed.
Okay, the when so you've got different, but you've got different living accommodations.
Yeah. Sure, yeah, studios up to 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartments. So okay. We, you know, different budgets, different sizes, different needs, and we always try to accommodate what your budget is, and not try to sell you into something that we really need to, you know, want to get rid of or whatever. It's just we're there for you.
Okay, the so if somebody's interested in. And coming down to River Commons.
Yeah, come in, take a tour. Come in and have lunch and a tour. Give us a call, 221-2121, real easy number.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally like to do the tours myself, but I've got an assistant, Jennifer, who is very good at getting that information as well. You can see the apartments, take a look, talk to the residents. I love that because you'll find they're very friendly and very happy there. And, you know, we can't make that up. That's a real deal.
No, if somebody's unhappy, one, because they're paying money to be there.
Right.
And if they're not happy, it's obvious if something's
yeah.
going on. When you do you have, when you're saying you're cooking the meals, you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Correct.
And then what other amenities do y'all have over there?
Housekeeping once a week. Housekeeper comes in and cleans their apartments for them. We provide linen service just like you would in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We wash those, clean the bathroom, vacuum, all that. We have activities. We have an excellent activities director, and there's always lots of fun things. We believe that having fun and making people laugh and smile is really good medicine. You know, a lot of times when you're getting up there, you got some aches and pains and things you're dealing with, and just to be able to take your mind off that for a little while mm-hmm. is just really a healthy thing, and we really nurture that fun, happy environment there.
And for those that qualify, the VA clinic's right next to you.
Yes, it is.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I could kind of wander on over to the VA clinic.
We do have them walk over there from time to time.
Where are you all located at?
We're down in Hartnell. If anybody remembers the old Raley's, we're basically across the street, or we share a border with the Veterans Clinic. Right there.
Do you all also have like shuttle services and things?
We do. We have a part of our activities. We have a 25-passenger bus, and they do regularly scheduled trips for shopping and banking, doctor's appointments. Then they just do outings. They may go to the casino. They may go out to lunch. They may go to up to Mount Shasta to the resort. So they do lots of things. It's really independent living, so you pick what you want to participate in. But there's lots to do if you want to.
Okay. Well, so and again, I want to. I think you need to emphasize this is not assisted care.
No, it's not.
This is just
independent
people,
living.
Right. Mm-hmm. Independent living that people have cars there. They
sure
drive
a lot of drivers.
And they're just
mm-hmm.
you know what? Every so often, after you've been spending, you know, 4 days straight in your yard,
right.
And then you look over there, and there's a busted pipe. Yeah. You know, okay, I'm going to go over and fix that.
Air conditioner goes out.
Air conditioner. Well, I don't worry about that because I have an audience. But,
but I don't think they're free.
It did one time, though. It blew. The compressor blew out.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing is every so often you can't help but think as you get up a little bit older. That maybe this is, you know, that it's time.
Yeah.
That it's time to maybe take a look at making your life simpler and
right.
then being able to use that as a base to travel to other places, too.
Yeah. And for families, you know, it's a nice, secure place there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're staffed 24 hours a day. We have good security cameras around. We have pull cords in the apartments. If something happens, some mm-hmm. kind of emergency comes up, they can pull a cord and it rings an alarm in our office, activates a speaker. We can find out, you know, immediately what's going on. If we need to call an ambulance, we do that. Or maybe it's something simple. But, you know, it's nice to have a live body. And not every place does that anymore. A lot of places have gone to these pendants and, you know, they have an outside party that's monitoring your
loved one. But you have somebody there 24 hours a day.
24 hours a day, yep.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
I'm offering a testimonial to River Commons.
You didn't ask,
but I'm going to offer it.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
One of the nicest places that my band has ever worked and will continue to work because we just enjoy it there. The camaraderie with everybody. We get wonderful crowds once a month. And I got to tell you, walking into the place is a joy because it's so wonderfully decorated. It's homey. Not homely, but homey. It's comfortable. It's
nice.
Very comfortable. And I love the staff there. My entire group loves the staff there.
Oh,
and
thanks,
Paul. That includes Captain. Captain Brian.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Captain Brian, okay. Okay.
The goody goody band there.
That's it from now on, buddy.
In the goody goody band. That's right. Hey, Coach Bob.
That's right.
Thanks so much, buddy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. You know, Coach Bob is a very outspoken person, and he wouldn't say that.
No, he wouldn't. He says what's on his mind.
Oh, yeah. There's just no doubt. We do know what Coach Bob is thinking. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about We Back the Blue. Because
good.
I got a twofer here.
Good.
I got Brian, who is also, you know, he's the general manager out there, of course, at River Commons Senior Living, and it's a great place. But he's also so involved with We Back the Blue. And I want to talk to you about different things that are happening and some of the things that we'd like to do. Too.
Right on.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Everyday Fitness and Training, Reading's Elite Fitness Center. Over 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength, equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Sign up for a free week at edfitness.com. That's Everyday Fitness and Training right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I really love that song. Yeah. This is the California that, you know, that I remember when I grew up, you know, Beach Boys. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 26th of June, 2018. 70 degrees, going up 96 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Foreman's Jewelry is bringing us this segment. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's right. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Yeah. 9 to 4:30. No, it's 9:30 to 4. I know. I've only been saying this for 8 years. You know, maybe they've changed their hours. Nah, they haven't. Rebecca and Henry, great people to work with. Very honest. They can design it. They can build it. They can get you gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm here with Brian Martin, who is, of course, the captain of the cruise ship
River Commons
Senior Living. But he's also really involved in We Back the Blue.
Yeah.
And this is where we're kind of shifting into We Back the Blue. When did this thing start, We Back the Blue?
It's about almost 4 years ago now.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And why did it start?
Well, I saw a need, and it was back when the national media was beating up all law enforcement under a daily attack. And I just really didn't believe that it represented the average person out there. I think most people believe that our officers are, you know, out there to help them, protect their businesses. And so I approached Sign Stations, my partner in this now, and that'd be Scott and Erica down there.
Yeah.
And also I worked for Reading Police Department, and I went to the Peace Officers Association and pitched the idea. Eric and I did, and they loved it. And so we just kind of got started with that group. I'm now the president of a 501c3. We are all non-paid volunteers, so 100% of whatever we raise is going to those things that we are supporting at the time. And it's continued to grow. It's just been so amazing. If anybody went to our baseball night down at Tiger Field to see that, it was packed.
It is packed, and there's reasons for that. When you say We Back the Blue, now I know you all have achieved a number of things. So what are some of the things that have happened?
We've raised over $50,000, and we support law enforcement unfunded needs and charitable causes. So we helped a retired dispatcher that couldn't afford her heat and air back when we got started.
We talk about people that about pay, you know, of officers, mm-hmm. but you also forget these other city employees don't make the money that officers do and managers do and all this. A lot of them, especially the older ones, were making the, you know, minimum.
Right.
Really, back then, because that's when you joined the city or the county or the state, you got paid less.
Right.
But you had a retirement. And well, the retirement's not kept
based on that
with everything. Mm-hmm. So that's what people forget sometimes. Yeah.
But this is back when we just first got started, and we approached some local businesses, and we got the whole thing donated, about $7,500 worth of heat and air package, the permit and everything. She didn't have to pay a dime. We also had about 70 businesses. The first, we got the concept, and within 4 weeks, we had our first little event in the parking lot of Sign Stations, and we had over 70 businesses jump in and want to help, and mm-hmm. it's just done nothing but grow from there. But we've helped raise money for the canine units, which, as we know, are super important with minimal staffing out there. Canines are a huge asset for us.
A huge force multiplier.
Yes.
Where you'd have to maybe get two other officers in, send the dog in, and it kind of, you know what, the dog sorts it out real quick.
Very quickly.
Yeah, you know, a little fur missile coming at you.
They're pretty fun.
Well, you know what, you've seen them, that they're backing up, you know, police officers. Come on. Well, then take me. Okay, we're going to turn the dog loose. Thor. Okay. I've had enough. And I always like it after they say, you know, when they have to send Thor or whatever, you know, whatever the dog's name is, you know, it's not called, you know, they don't have names like soft soap. But every time that we had to use the dog, the next line in the report is taken to the hospital and, you know, injuries treated. And I'm like, injuries treated. Yeah, those little bite wounds all over them.
Yeah, those dogs are powerful. You know, I've been on the other end of those in a demonstration, and, you know, you get a 90-pound, 80-pound dog flying at you at full speed and all teeth and all muscle. It would only take one time without all the padding I happen to have to make you a believer that you wouldn't want to do that again.
Oh, no. As soon as I heard the dog barking in the cart, okay, all right, dog's yeah. barking in the cart. Well, in reality, we don't have enough dogs in the canine unit.
No.
So sometimes they just put a barking dog sound in the back of a car, and that's enough. don't make me open this door.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, I'm just kidding. So those are the kind of things you do is you're raising money. Now, do you have something coming up here?
Yes, July 18th is going to be our Habit Burger, fourth annual Habit Burger event, which Habit Burger donates 20% of their proceeds for anybody coming down there. Shows a little flyer, and just on your phone, that works. And they're amazing. They treat us so well down there. We love them.
And who's this again?
Habit Burger,
Habit Burger.
Is right down by the Safeway on Cypress. They're by the CVS there.
Okay.
Right in that same parking lot. They're great. You need to go in, Carl. They have excellent
food.
Well,
you know what? Okay, so it's on the Safeway on Cypress. Okay.
On Cypress,
not Pine. Thinking that one. I'm thinking I don't know of any others around there because it's kind of like no man's land.
Right.
Okay, it's up by that. And
on the 18th.
Well, you know what? Let's ring the bell for Habit Burger then.
Yeah.
Okay, so they help you all out a lot.
Yeah, we've also got the 29th of September is going to be our third annual Elks Lodge event, which if anybody's been to that is amazing. We had about 1,000 people down there last year. We had the bounce houses for the kids, food for the kids. We had CrossFit. We had SWAT. We had fire.
Remember all that.
This year we're going to have we actually have the Reach helicopter coming in. So it only gets better every year. So it's just a big community, family-friendly thing.
Does the law enforcement community, do they realize they're being supported by the vast majority of us out here?
That's why we're doing this. And I think just the fact that we are able to give an outlet for people, businesses to support them, I think it's helped change the whole mood of our area. In my opinion, I really, compared to what I used to see, you can drive around. You'll see We Back the Blue stickers all over the place. You'll see businesses, proud supporters of We Back the Blue, and they know that means that we're out there and we've got their backs. And we know it's tough. And we know that staffing is way down, crime is way up. The laws are not in their favor at all anymore. You know, it's they're usually hitting the streets while they're still filling their paperwork out at the jail.
That 931, that new one that's proposed to take reasonable to necessary. Is going to cost lives, or it's going to cost a severe backup in or a back off of policing. Because why would you want to put your life on the line? Even though this is what they do every day, but they do it under a certain set of rules. Like we said, these rules of engagement were so much different than the ones we had in the military.
Right.
Ours were
a little simpler.
Well, they were simpler because we had an incident. In Beirut, where we had very tough rules of engagement, very confusing rules of engagement, it kept changing all the time, and we ended up with almost 300 Marines and sailors being killed.
Right.
After that, the rules of engagement got to be pretty simple after that, so that everybody was able to understand what they were supposed to do. It wasn't like you agreed with them all the time. You'd take fire, and they'd drop their gun, run into a crowd. You can't shoot the crowd. I mean, so we knew that. But the types of things that the police have to work under, and in the second guessing in this new 931 bill, you know, my friends, we're going to have the chief in or the sheriff in, but anybody, you need to look at Senate Bill 931. It's going to cost lives on the law enforcement side. And just by the way that they've read it, that of going from what a reasonable man would do in this situation to what's necessary. And just that one word makes a complete difference what happens.
Yeah.
But these are the types of things we back the blue.
We're working out there to get them. You know, we've got them rifle-resistant vests. We've got them helmets. You know, I was shocked. Then Captain Moore, now Chief Moore.
Chief Moore.
Was telling me that when we were raising money for them, for the helmets, that they had World War II helmets, and they didn't even know how they were rated, whether they would, because they couldn't.
World War II helmets?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Not even the Iraq war helmets, huh?
Yeah, so
these, different helmets.
So, you know, they take what, yeah, obviously you're going to take what you can get out there, but we help raise money.
You can get ballistic
that.
Helmets for like $299 on the internet.
You know, we help Blue Santa every year, which is a great thing. And we're going to help the chaplains. They go around. You have a family emergency. They're the ones that are going to show up. Somebody gets hurt. So we help a lot of different areas.
Well, you're going to hear a lot more about We Back the Blue on the station here. And like I said, is that we'd like to team up with you on an event so that we can help and put KCNR behind you all on an event. I know you get lots of help from other places, but you know this is one that we really want to get into. We're here with Brian Martin, who is, besides being the captain of the good cruise ship,
River Commons
mm-hmm. Senior Living, is also big in We Back the Blue, and we really appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you, and Sign Stations. I couldn't do this without them.
Sign Stations, you're amazing. Absolutely right. We need to get them in here, too.
Yes, you do.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Carl.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages, after the news.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A presidential win at the U.S. Supreme Court, and Mr. Trump responds on Twitter with one word, wow. The High Court upholding the president's ban on travel from several predominantly Muslim countries.
In a major legal victory for the president, justices rejected a challenge that the travel ban discriminated against Muslims or exceeded the president's authority. It was a 5-4 decision with Chief Justice John Roberts writing the majority opinion. He said that presidents have substantial power to regulate immigration. It's the High Court's first substantive ruling on a Trump administration policy. Greg Clagston, Washington.
In a separate ruling, the justices say a California law requiring pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to provide information about abortion likely violates the Constitution. Matt Staver, head of the Christian legal group Liberty Council, says the justices killed a very bad law.
This requirement that these crisis pregnancy centers post a 29-word sentence in up to 13 languages in 48-point font is unconstitutional.
The 5-4 ruling also cast doubts on similar laws on the books in Hawaii and Illinois. It's good news for home sellers, for buyers, not so much in April.
The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index increased 6.6% from a year earlier, led by gains in Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Francisco. Prices rose even as home sales fell and mortgage rates rose. Sales of existing homes are now running 3% below their year-ago level. Fewer homes are available, the supply has fallen 6.1% in the past year, and they're selling quickly.
Correspondent Jeremy House on Wall Street this morning. The key averages are higher. The Dow's up about 38 points, NASDAQ ahead 14, and the S&P 4 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword radio offer. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword radio offer.
A Spanish doctor accused of stealing a baby from her mother almost 50 years ago is appearing in court in Madrid. First doctor to stand trial in connection with the thefts of thousands of infants during the Franco years.
There's a social element to it, and there also seems to be a political element. There were many mothers who it is believed were separated from their children because that child was born out of wedlock, because perhaps the mothers came from very low social standing. But also there were children who were separated from their families reportedly because those mothers were seen as being politically opponents of the Franco regime, the Franco right-wing dictatorship. Franco ruled the country between 1939 and 1975. So there is a political element to it as well.
The BBC's Guy Hedgehog. Iran's president says his country's in a fight with the U.S. This is a day after protesters, angered by Iran's tanking economy, confronted police in front of parliament. Townhall.com. The EPA moving ahead with a review of its ozone rules.
The Environmental Protection Agency is opening a review of the ground-level ozone standards that were tightened by the Obama administration in 2015. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says the review will be completed by October 2020. Pruitt has told the outside advisory panel that makes recommendations to consider economic or energy effects of the standards in addition to health. States didn't have to begin meeting the new Obama standard until last October. Pruitt originally said he would delay implementation by a year, but he backed off after being sued by 15 states. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A London court set a rule on whether ride-hailing firm Uber should be allowed to keep driving on the streets of London. The firm tells the court it's made big changes since a regulator refused to renew the company's operating license last year over public safety concerns. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment on Tuesdays, making the house. She takes care of all those things that enables us to live in that house. Like we were just talking about, having to get the misters fixed and the, and you know, there's, and then we turn on the misters and then we find out that the faucet in the outdoor sink in the barbecue area leaks. So now we got to fix that. And then, oh, but by the way, it drips through here and it's, so, you know, somebody's got to do that. I mean, I don't.
That would be the water mister, not the marine mister.
Yeah, that's right. That, yeah, that mister just ain't working. No,
that's just that's a Democrat mister.
Anyway, okay. What's I've gone far beyond what I was supposed to do. Hey, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Bob, what's it look like for weather?
Sunny and hot. High near 98. Winds out of the north, 5 to 8 miles an hour. Then it'll calm down. Clear tonight, low right around 70 degrees. The winds come back out of the south-southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, then light and variable. Sunny tomorrow, high near 95. Enjoy that while it lasts because then the thermostat starts getting cranked up. Friday, 98. Saturday, 104. Sunday, 105. Then back to a mere 99 degrees on Monday. Currently in Redding, we are at 74. Shasta Lake remains about 31 feet from the top of the dam. Still a lot of good water up there. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business operating out of Anderson. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They also have payment payment programs for those who would like to pay for, you know, throughout the year instead of just during the 4, 5, 6 months that you need extra propane. So give them a call, 365-3793. The fires have, you know, and they've not subsided at all, but they have started letting people get back into their homes and back into areas. They've lifted some of the evacuations, and Ashley Estes, our fire producer, is here.
All right. We are holding steady at 1,350 acres, and it's 60% contained. I have heard rumors that a state of emergency has been declared for the Creek Fire area, but I have not been able to confirm that.
I saw that with the sheriff, Basenko.
Okay.
Has declared that a state of emergency in that area. We're talking about the Creek Fire right now off of,
yes,
Clear Creek Road. And like, I guess there's 5 fires in that group.
Yes. So they are calling it the Creek Incident. A lot of people are just colloquially calling it the Creek Fire. There are a lot of places that have been burning. I know the Bascom Fire, which is the other major fire in Shasta County, is now 100% contained. Many of the evacuations back to the Creek Fire have been lifted. There are still a couple of road closures in place. That is along Clear Creek Road and Cloverdale Road. But Heavenly Valley, Gas Point Road, and a lot of the residents near the Cloverdale Road west of the trailhead have been allowed back in.
Okay, you know what? There were a couple of, I think, 2 or 3 structures that didn't.
Yes, last report said 4 structures had been burned.
But I tell you what, there was photos of houses that the fire got literally to the backyard,
mm-hmm.
When it petered out there, or the CAL FIRE got there to fight it. So, you know, a big huzzas out there to, of course, the Cal Fire guys and girls for fighting these fires. You don't appreciate it. You know, if you get a chance to see the movie 12 Strong.
I've heard of it.
No, is it 12 Strong? No, it's not 12 Strong. It's, 12 Strong is about the Special Forces. About the 12 hotshots out of Prescott, Arizona. And
only the
fires. Only the brave.
Okay.
Only the brave. If you haven't had a chance to see that movie, you need to do it. One, it's close to what happened to these guys. It's got good acting in it. It's got, you know, Josh Brolin and a number of names in this. But it also tells you, it shows you what it takes to fight these fires out up and down these hills carrying this equipment. And if you get nothing else, if you've never fought a fire, if you've never been out on the lines before, you need to see something like this to kind of really give you an idea of just how hot it is and how dangerous it is. And talking to a forest specialist over at Sierra Pacific one time, she's out of Berkeley. And she says, the fact is that we have to fight, you're going to have to fight, unless we do something different, we're going to have to fight fires differently in the future, because there's so much underbrush, there's so much fuel, that they go so fast and they're so hot and they leap so quickly. You can't fight them like we used to do. And, you know, try to fight a fire line. You have literally got to go back a couple miles to start breaking that fire line. And we've got to start hitting them with tankers all the time. So you're starting to see the 747s, the DC-10s, these big aircraft coming out there, because it's just these fires are so fast and rampage so fast. And they crown, and then they're going at 100 miles an hour, which is essentially what happened to the hot shots out of in Arizona, out at Granite Mountain. So if you haven't seen, you know, it's worth it to do that. Or what we need to do is probably get our friends back over here with a couple of hot shots, if we can get a couple of them, have them come in and talk about the kind of work they do. So, okay, that was my editorial. Thank you so much, Ashley. Okay, let's go to our guest.
Good morning.
April Scott, who is here from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Fabulous.
Okay, we have to for honesty here, we have to say that she's married to Daniel Scott.
For honesty, yeah.
For honesty, and let everybody know that we're not hiding things. And who has painted, who is the guy that painted our studios and just did a wonderful job. I know, if you just are walking down the street, come on in. Take a look.
Oh, it's beautiful. I love the red. I love the red.
Well, I tell you what, he and Linda, when he goes, I think red, and she goes, oh.
Yes.
Yes, and then so here we are with Fred. Every room but this room. And this room is different because we're in the studio. This would be the production room. They have to be quiet. I was going to paint it baby pink.
Oh.
To kind of relax the people in here.
Is that
here.
Relaxing?
Because, well, I think it is, because that's what Sheriff Arpaio used to make the prisoners wear as underwear, was pink underwear.
No kidding.
Yeah, because, you know, pink and light blue.
The baby colors.
When you go into you know, football stadiums,
mm-hmm.
What some of the coaches would do is they would have the opposing players' locker rooms, and they paint them in these pastel colors because it's very relaxing. And they paint their own in these very harsh colors that would get their guys fired up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Subliminal. It works.
I love it.
So, okay. We got a lot of things to talk about here, but let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back to Home Help. We'll come back to Haven Humane and April Scott, who is you're the development director.
I am.
Yeah. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, if you want to keep your loved ones in home where they're the happiest, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. She'll give you a free in-home consultation, and she will put together a plan that's good for your family. Give her a call, 226-8350, or check out readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. Home Helpers. We'll be right back.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Jean commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 26th of June. It's 73 degrees, going up to 96 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing us this segment of the show. Ted Leidy started this company 10 years ago. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California now. To find out more and find out classes and what they can offer, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We're here with April Scott from Haven Humane, and we've just gotten all types of things before we haven't even talked about Haven Humane yet.
Not yet.
And we're not even going to start to discuss what we were talking about during the break.
I would
about
blush.
Total shamelessness of Hollywood. And, I frankly just don't understand it anymore. Maybe it's time for me to, it's passing you by. No, there's certain things that don't pass you by.
No,
I think your grandmother was absolutely right.
Some things are just etiquette and good manners, and you don't have to put everything on TV.
No, you don't. Okay. But one of the things we want to do is we want to talk about all the great things that are happening out at Haven Humane.
We have a lot of things going on right now. 4th of July is coming up, Independence Day.
Ooh, I got to get my team together. Oh, my four-person team. Okay.
Well, that's for the golf tournament. For the golf tournament. In honor of Independence Day, Haven Humane right now, to help us make room for more animals, all the adoption fees until July 8th are only $17.76. So if you're looking for a forever friend, now is the time to come out and adopt. And we also have six Camp Love-A-Pet graduates who are also looking for their forever home. So they'd be...
We were in here with one of the Camp Love a Pets last week.
Yes.
And just a wonderful, wonderful little dog, a female dog, about 50 pounds, a pit mix. But she has got a smile on her face when she just sits there. You remember that, Ashley? Just a big smile on this dog's face. And she's just happy. And the only thing she wants to do is be your buddy.
Yes.
Lick your fingers, mm-hmm. looks at you, looks up at you, goes, here, let me rub up against you. I mean, it's just absolutely a cute dog. And the young man that had her, she can military crawl, she sits, she walks, she rolls
she
over.
She does everything.
She
yeah.
does it over.
These kids are so impressive to be able to come out oh, yeah. and train these dogs the way they do. And
so if you want a forever friend, a dog or a kitty.
Or a kitty.
$17.76.
Yep.
$17.76. What a great idea. $17.76.
Isn't that fun?
It is. And it's, you know what? 4th of July. Freedom!
Yes, and we're
carrying... Freedom!
And we're carrying...
Liberty!
Well, and the dogs want their freedom. So how perfect is that? Yeah, and we're having that until July 8th. So come on out and see us.
So it goes to July 8th. Right.
To July 8th. You were talking about the fires.
Yes.
Really horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Fire season is upon us, and, you know, I was talking to Captain Smith yesterday about it, and, you know, we anticipate the possibility that people's animals are going to get displaced during these fires. And so, you know, we do have some procedures people can follow. We want them to know that we are here to help. And so, you know, if you have animals that need to be evacuated, we have steps to follow. So, first of all, we encourage you to call ShastCom. They'll call us directly. Let us know that, you know, they call it an immediate need for help, and we'll go out and help you the best we can. And if we have room, you know, we'll help house your animals until you get your place back on its feet.
What I find amazing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not indicting people on something like that, but I do find it amazing is they've got large animals like horses,
mm-hmm.
and they have no way of transporting a horse. It's unusual, and I thought to myself, you know, why would you? And then I think about it because people will board their horses at places and they ride all around there and the horse doesn't leave. Or if it does, they can rent a
horse trailer.
Rent a horse trailer, something like this. But when you have an emergency, you know, several years ago when we had one of these fires, I knew somebody that hitched her horse trailer up to her truck and just took off like 90 miles an hour down the road to get out to a ranch to load a horse. Meanwhile, Captain Smith is out there with you know, your guys are mobilizing to start, start taking in
yes.
horses, too. Now, you can take horses at Haven Humane.
We absolutely can.
And, you know, for a period of time. So if you need a place to put your horse or large animal, I guess a cow would go there, too.
You never know.
You never know. Donkey, goats.
We've seen it all.
We've seen it all coming through there. But calling Captain Smith and calling Haven Humane or calling ShastCom, who'll get a hold of you all, is a good idea because they can do it. And it's not just large animals. They have gone into homes where they've been evacuated,
yes.
and they have found kitties.
Oh, yeah.
And dogs and brought them back.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, we're here to help.
Yeah, it's for these disasters. You should have something like a go bag for your own stuff. But you also should have a go bag for your animals.
Absolutely.
That, you know, there are medicines in it and all that. But you should also have an evacuation plan for your animals. Like I'm not too concerned that elk killer won't run in and grab, you know, we grab him and throw her in the back of the car and off we go.
Right.
But if elk killer had 12 friends, it might be harder to gather them all up.
Yeah, if you have multiple animals, you definitely need to have an evacuation plan.
Yep.
The how, when, and who's going to help, and transportation.
Where are you going to go to? Do you have a friend's house that you can bring, you know, you can come over to? And, you know, I think a lot of us have that, you know, if something happened, that we could always go over to a friend's house. Anyway, but Haven Humane is standing by to help those who can't get their animals out of there.
Absolutely.
Or need a place to store them.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we ever...
Safely.
Safely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we encourage people first to go to ShastCom. They'll call us with an immediate need, and then, you know, we'll go out and help transport them to one place or the other. Or, you know, if we have room, then we're happy to house them temporarily.
Cool.
Very cool.
Okay. What else we have going on?
Well, I know this is going to interest you big time, but we have a jewelry party.
You know, I think I saw that the other day.
I invited you to that. I think you respectfully declined, but that's okay.
I may have. I don't think Linda has ever... respectfully declined any type of jewelry party.
Well, we are partnering with Premier Designs and Mosley's Tasting Room on Hilltop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it'll be tomorrow night, June 27th, from 4 to 7. and it is going to be jewelry, wine, hors d'oeuvres, and 40% of it goes back to Haven Humane Society. So you can't have a better time than that.
And that's going
to
be at the Mosley Sellers Tasting Room tomorrow?
Tasting Room on Hilltop.
On Hilltop.
At 4.
That's right
7.
Across, by the way, from Tobacco and Brew.
Oh.
Right there. I think it's right across the street.
You know what it is? There. Yes, it is.
It is right across the street from Tobacco and Brew, which is 2143 Hilltop Drive. So if you're looking from the opposite side of the street, looking at Tobacco and Brew, and you turn slowly to your right, there it is. There's Mosley Family
Perfect.
Sellers. If you just kind of like saunter a little bit to the north, there it'll be. Okay, are we happy
Perfect.
Now?
Yeah.
I just told everybody where it's at. Now,
I appreciate
here's
that.
The best part. You can go there from 4 to 6, 4 to 6:30.
4 to 7.
I know it's 4 to 7, though. But you can stay to 4 to 7 because from there, you then trot on down tomorrow night to the Colt 45s game.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
You can go there. You can have a great time. You know, have a little wine, buy some jewelry, head on down to South City Park and watch the baseball game.
Perfect.
So there you go.
Fabulous
perfect
evening.
Night. Perfect night.
Yes. Your favorite, I hope. Are you going to be golfing with us on the 13th, July 13th?
I am, only because July 13th.
Friday, July 13th.
Yes, I'm going to have a team there. And if anybody would like to be on this team that can, that actually knows how to play golf or drive a cart, just give me a call at 605-4565. Say, Carl, I'd like to play, you know, on your team. And it's $100. Is it $100 for?
$100 per player or $400 for a four-man team.
$400 for a four-man team. So,
yes. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're going to do that. Now, we're going to also have a remote that
yes,
morning.
You and Linda will be there.
We'll be there from 7 to 9 talking about it and having different people on and talking about different things that are happening out there. And then at 9 o'clock, we tee off. Right
go.
After the show, we tee off.
Shotgun start.
Shotgun start. Which is the way I shoot, which is the way I hit a ball. It looks like a shotgun because it just kind of goes out in different directions. I would try and get your husband on the team.
He does hold the course record out there. I have to say that.
I have played golf with your husband 3 times, and it is just I just sit there and I go, why aren't you on the pro circuit, Danny?
I think I want him to join the senior tour. I really do.
Well, you know, and this is why I like your husband. He's they say it's a wise man that knows himself.
Ah.
And he said, I can play with anybody. I can play with anybody once or twice. 1 or 2 days. He says, I get to the 3rd or 4th day. He says it's a concentration thing.
Fair enough.
And
yeah.
I understand that, you know, because you can only focus for so much on it. And when you've got another life now, if he had, you know, if that was all he was doing, I think it would be different. But it's never been that like that for him.
Right.
But let me tell you about a guy that can strike a ball on a par 5. In your second shot, you're using a pitching wedge. Pitching wedge to put it up on the green. Come on. Come on. Anyway.
He's awesome.
He is awesome.
I have to say that. He's awesome. Yeah, so it's going to be a really fantastic day. Check in at 7:30. Shotgun start at 9 a.m.
Lunch afterwards.
Oh, absolutely.
Lunch afterwards.
Yeah, we changed
so,
it up a little bit. We're going to do a huge pulled pork sandwich and salad and dessert and all the goodies. So it'll be a really good time. We're going to have mulligans, raffles. We're raffling off a trip to Hawaii and a trip to Mexico.
Will there be a hole-in-one?
Absolutely.
With the
Crown Motors.
Crown Motors coming through.
Gotta love
through.
Crown Motors. They're amazing.
What, aren't they? You know what? Animals, kids, and veterans. Crown Motors can be counted on.
Yeah.
I mean that.
They're
know,
really good to our community.
They're good to veterans, to the veteran community. They've on Veterans Day when we're down there, they donate $100 from every vehicle.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, for that weekend. You know, for every truck or something. But, you know, the military or the Purple Heart gets a check for, you know, couple thousand dollars out of there.
That's
so
wonderful.
Yeah, so it's the kind of, you know, Crown Motors and Steve and the whole gang down there are somebody that are just really good people.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. We had the pleasure of I met Steven Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
He came down and he did some volunteer work with Simpson down at Haven Humane, and we got to work together for a while.
Cool.
And he is just an awesome, awesome kid. So if you need a car, give him a call.
There you go. They also provided the van for the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. That came, you know, when they come here in every year, you know, to be for the rodeo and all this, and the parade, that Crown Motors gives them provides them a transportation. One of our guys or girls drives it around to get them around town.
That's wonderful.
Crown Motors.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it should be a wonderful time. Come out. We have a ton of sponsors. We have 10 sponsors. We have hole sponsors. We need golfers. So So if you like to golf and you're not a member out there, this is a great way to try out the course.
It is, and it's a good course. And
it's a great cause.
It's a,
I mean,
and it's a great cause. So if you're interested in golfing with me, yeah, you know, I've started putting a team together, people, everybody I know. If you want to golf with me on the July 13th, it's a – what day is that?
That's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Okay. Friday the 13th. Give me a call at 605-4565. Send me an email, a text, any of those things, and we'll discuss you being on the team with me.
You can also sign up online this year. That's a big difference.
There
so
you
if
go.
You don't want to do the paperwork, come in, sign up online.
Okay. We're here with April Scott, who's the development director of Haven Humane. We got a couple more things to talk about here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. 50th year of being in existence. It's the largest security firm, private security firm, north of Sacramento. All right here. Lance Beck is heading it up. Has over 100 officers that are trained to take care of property, take care of people, how to de-escalate situations, which is always needed around here. He has a program where he can have somebody there at your business or your home in under 10 minutes. Think about that, under 10 minutes.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. danscottpainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studio is the KCNR 1460. This obviously is a little classical music.
That's relaxing.
This is because Ashley is running the board, and she is our classical music lady. I kind of like that. Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Doesn't it kind of like calms me down? You know, that's what we need. But after I get going about some of these things that I see in the news, and I just can't believe how stupid people are. I need this. I need you to play this for me. And I can go, okay, yeah. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-known business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans and man's last stronghold. Yes, man's last stronghold. I love it there. Right off of Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Tonight, public safety meeting at 5 p.m., Board of Supervisors. Public comment is encouraged. Be there or stop complaining, people. Here it is. Here's your chance. And go and say, why can't you people find a place to put these bad guys? Huh? What is it? Les, you just won re-election. Leonard. Dave. Steve. All of them. And Mary. Why can't you get these guys, put them in jail, and keep them there? That should be the question. You know, no, don't tell us it's money. Don't tell us that. Tell us it's a lack of will on your part. Okay. Moving right along. We're here with April Scott, who is the development director of Haven Humane. Yeah, how'd you like to walk right into that one?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-mm.
Good for you.
No.
Okay, and we're talking about all the things that are going on. We've talked about, you know, right now you can adopt a pet from Haven Humane for $17.76.
Yes.
That goes, it's the 4th of July Liberty Celebration, freedom, and it goes to July 8th, which
yes.
is a great deal.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you also have a wine and jewelry event.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Down
yeah.
At the Mosley Family Cellars,
yes.
which is on Hilltop, right across the street from Tobacco and Brew, which is a well-known location, 2395 Hilltop. And then you also have upcoming is the golf tournament, per pause.
Yes, the Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Butter Boss, I like that. Riverview, and it's $100 to enter, but that includes lunch and 18 holes and a cart.
And a cart, and your goodie bag.
And the goodie bag, that's right, because you get stuff.
You do get stuff. We got some really good stuff. We're actually raffling off a trip to Mexico and to Maui. And
Are you putting balls in the bag?
In the raffle prizes, we have.
On the raffle? No, I'm talking about, don't you get a goodie bag?
You do get a goodie bag.
You think they're going to put balls in there? Because
I'm trying to get somebody to sponsor a set of balls.
Okay.
So,
because I tell you what, Riverview eats golf balls. I tell you what.
We have Titleist balls in all the raffle prizes. But.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. We're there.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm headed in that direction.
Now, where are we going now?
Where are we going now? Oh, we're headed to Zumba Bash after July 13th. After July 13th. Zumba Bash is August 11th at Wind River Event Center. It's going to be a fantastic time. Have you ever done Zumba?
No.
Are you going to?
No.
No. Okay, that's fair.
Does Mark do it?
Yes. He actually puts on tights.
Puts on tights?
No, he doesn't.
Mark Story puts on tights?
He is rolling his eyes and grabbing his head right now because I know he's listening to this.
Mark Story wears tights? It doesn't surprise
Only to
me.
Zumba. Only
I
to
thought
Zumba.
Maybe it was under his uniform. Yeah, wore those.
I'm sorry, Mark. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, he does not participate. He supports but does not participate.
Mark Story and tights.
Oh, I'm so screwed.
Are these like spandex tights? Are they?
Give him a call. Ask him. Put him on air.
Oh, he's already listening. He's already listening. And when you go back to
we
your
are
office,
not getting
I'm
breakfast.
Sure, I'm sure the texts that are coming in right now are going to be really interesting. But okay.
No.
Right, it's moving right along because just the thought of that could stop a whole Zumba class right there.
Right there.
You see it.
Well, this year it's a black light theme. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be dancing, obviously, Zumba, drinks, raffle prizes, vendors. You know, all of your Jennifer Lozoya, she just had a baby. She's amazing. And she's going to be right back on stage teaching teaching Zumba. So she will be there, one of our favorite NorCal instructors. So dress to impress in your black light tights.
Black light tights.
Presale is $20. At the door, it's $25. And you can purchase your tickets at Haven Humane, or you can purchase them at Anderson Family Fitness.
Okay. And this, again, is another fundraiser for
Haven Humane. Yes, Jennifer Lozoya puts this on for us every year.
You know what? And here's something we can't forget, is that Haven Humane has reached the level of a no-kill shelter with dogs.
95%.
And by that means 95% of the animals that come in are found a home.
Yes.
And you've got to figure out some of the animals that come in are have been injured or really sick and all this. So when you you take that away, it's really, they work so hard, and you'll keep dogs and cats for as long as you possibly can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, just because there's something, you know, and I know you've had some of them in there for 100 plus days.
280 days.
280 days.
Yeah.
And that dog still doesn't have that weird look, you know, it's still not a weird.
No, we have so many amazing staff and so many amazing volunteers. You know, even me, I try to make time during the day just to go see them and see how they're doing and, you know, give them a treat. And our volunteers try to walk them as much as possible. And, you know, that brings me to another point. We always need volunteers. So
right.
if you're looking to help out with a great cause, please reach out to us.
Yeah. Okay. Now, volunteers make this place turn.
They
and,
do.
You started out with a smaller number in the last 4 years. I think y'all are up. How many volunteers do you know?
I think right now we have a little over 40.
Over 40. So these 40 volunteers come in every day during
some
the week.
Some do.
Not every, not every one of them, but during
we
the
have
week,
volunteers there every day.
Every day that are walking the dogs. And it's really important that the dogs get out and be socialized and get out and play with some of their friends and then do their thing, too.
And they teach them things, too, like how to sit and stay and shake. And it's amazing what they can teach them.
Yeah, you know what? And you think about these dogs that come out, like the one that Adam had from Camp Love a Pet.
Mm-hmm.
What a fine animal this is. And I she's been there for a while.
Yeah.
Can't remember her name now. But she's been there for a while. And I'm looking at this dog thing. This is really a good dog.
Yeah.
And people just give it a chance. You know, you get into this pity thing, a pit bull cross. But this dog.
I have two of them.
Yeah,
they're amazing dogs.
And Mark's got them, and I know other people that have them. And if you look into this dog's eyes, there's nothing in there but wanting to be
loved.
Yeah, love, and wants to love somebody.
Absolutely.
When you see those things. So, okay, what else we have here? So after the Zumba bash, and of course, it's imprinted in my mind, Mark. So next time you're in here, we'll talk about it. How, because it'll be after, when's it going to be? July.
Zumba Bash?
July.
Oh, July 13th is Putt for Paws. Zumba Bash is August 11th.
Oh, August 11th. So I'll be able to see Mark before.
You guys can go shopping for new outfits together.
Not me.
October 6th, of course, is our 11th annual, and you will not be there. Bark, Wine, and Brew Gala.
It's the first one we've missed.
I know.
It's the first one we missed, and unfortunately.
You will be missed.
Yeah, and we can't be there for that. This is, I wish we were. Yeah, we're going to be gone during that time period. Yep. So, and we're going to miss it because it's what a great event. It's sold out every year.
Yes.
So if you want a ticket, it's probably not too soon to be.
It is not too soon to be thinking about
your
tickets. Yeah. We still need things like table sponsors. So if you can reach out to me at havenhumane.org or ascott@havenhumane.org or give our office a call. All our phone numbers are online. So if you'd like to sponsor, be a part of the event. It should be a lot of fun. We're running with a theme this year. We're going to go with the Dog Father. It's going to be an evening of mutts and martinis.
The Dog Father.
Right?
You
wanted to do
it
up a little differently this year.
I wish we could be there for that. Oh, yeah. Mutts and martinis.
Mutts and martinis.
What kind of martinis?
You know, I'm not sure yet. How about
Scott's there? You need a signature martini for everybody.
Do you have a suggestion?
Well, yeah, but we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking about something that people can drink and not, need to be Ubered home. But
that's a good point. Well, they have the hotel right there. Stay the night.
There you go. You should get, you ought to have things like a deal where you rent, you come to the Bark, Wine, and Brew and you have a room.
There you go.
All for one price.
I may look into that.
Look at that. Okay, we're here with April Scott from Haven Humane, and we're talking about all things that are getting ready to happen. And we're getting ready to take our next break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Bill building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 12 minutes before 9 o'clock here on the 26th of June. We're playing Men in Tights. Is that it?
We have it.
No, I know. Was that the one you were playing?
We're Men in Tights.
Oh.
Always on guard, defending the people's rights.
This is for Mark's story. Men in Tights. Okay, we cut that. This portion of the show brought to our friends by SST Oil. Hey, you know what? Right now, we need to take a look. You need to take a look for heater maintenance because they are having you know, maintenance and parts specials. Veterans getting 5% off SST services. Of course, the early bird discounts on kerosene. It's going through July. All of these things are happening at one of the largest companies right here in Reading. This is an employee-owned company. These are people that take that care about our community, that join into a lot of the fundraisers, that they're always there to help out with what's going on in our community. This is SST Oil. Again, like I said, an employee-owned company. Give them a call, 241-1167, for any of your kerosene, oil, or gasoline needs. Plus, if you're a driver and you have your hazardous material, your hazmat license, you need to give these people a call at 241-1167. They pay top wages. They take care of their people. They take care of their retirement. All of this, SST Oil. We're with April Sharp right now.
Sharp?
No, April
I
Scott.
Got divorced and remarried all of a sudden.
No, I'm sorry, Sharp. I don't know. I knew I was going to say that at some point. April Scott, who is married to Dan Scott, who painted our place here. He's a great guy.
He is.
And you all just got married. See? What?
It's very recent.
A month?
Yeah.
2 months?
No.
A month.
In April.
A month. Ever since then.
It was in April.
Ever since
Glorious
then. The
April.
Guy's been in the hospital. I don't know what's going on there.
You think it's taken its toll already? I'm not that bad.
No, you're not. Okay, I'm just kidding. We're here, and, of course, April is the development director for Haven Humane, and we have we're talking about all these things that are happening here that are coming up, especially the ones up in close. Like tomorrow is the jewelry event at Mosley's Family, at Mosley Family Cellars Tasting Room down on Hilltop.
On Hilltop, yes.
2143 is right across the street from them, is the Tobacco and Brew. So it's right across the street in the other little shopping area right there.
Yeah.
And that goes from 4 to 7 tomorrow.
Yeah, there are hors d'oeuvres and wine and jewelry, and 40% goes back to Haven Humane Society.
That's right. And right after you finish there, you can go down to the baseball game at Colt 45s.
Be a fantastic evening.
It starts at 7:15. It's going to be cooled off by then. And then you've also got, the big golf tournament.
Golf tournament, Putt for Paws, July 13th, Friday, right at Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And you know what? There's not too late to stick another team in there or to sponsor a hole.
Exactly.
Who do they call?
They can call my office, 530-241-5262, or they can get on our website. I hate to do this, but I like to be accessible. My cell phone is 530-351-2049. You can text me if you want more information about Putt for Paws.
Okay. All right. What else do we have here?
Oh, boy. Zumba Bash.
Zumba Bash.
I'm hoping you're going to change your mind and join us.
Maybe you can talk Linda into that.
I would think she would. It's going to be a really good time.
She's working out all the time now. Adamson's.
It's August 11th at Wind River Event Center.
Oh, okay.
And dancing, drinks, Zumba, raffle prizes, vendors. It's going to be a fantastic evening. And you can get tickets at online at havenhumane.org, or you can get them at Anderson Family Fitness Center.
Okay. And this is always a big bash. Last time they had 400 people in there.
That's what I heard. Crammed in.
I didn't even know that. I was surprised to hear that number. I thought, well, you're going to have probably a good show out. But I was thinking like,
well, it's grown every
100.
Year. I think,
you know,
the
I think
first
80 to 100, but when you start talking 400 people
I
in there, Zumba.
It was possibly the first year it was around 80, and then if I have all my records straight, it was around 100-ish, and then it grew again, and then it grew again, and it just continues.
How many
to grow.
Can they stuff in there? I imagine 1,000. You could probably put 1,000.
I don't know if.
No, I think you can only
fire
put
fire hat, yeah.
You may be pushing it right then. So let's just say 500. And then it's going to be then you're going to have to get tickets to it.
Yes. Their pre-sale is $20 or they're $25 at the door.
Okay. So you're going to have to pre-sale all those tickets.
Yes.
Next year. Okay. What else do we have?
October 6th.
All right.
Our 11th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew. It's going to be a fantastic evening.
It will
also be. At Wind River Event Center. It's not too soon to be thinking about tickets. You're right on schedule to be thinking about table sponsorships, which would be amazing. It's going to be a really fun evening. This year we're going with the theme, the Dog Father, an evening of mutts and martinis.
Okay. Should have a signature martini. We talked about that.
We did.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that's it.
That's it.
We've well, there's finished. Tons more, but we only have an hour.
When's your next volunteer orientation? You have that down?
I do
you
not know? Have that down, but you can call Haven Humane, or hop online on their website, and all that information is right there waiting for you. We have an amazing new volunteer coordinator. Her name is Cassie. Just call in and ask for her.
The other thing is animals in cars. leaving your animal in a hot car.
Don't
do
that.
It's 96 degrees out today. That means within 15 minutes, that car's going to be like 130 degrees in there, and it's a horrible way for an animal to meet its end. So if you see that, you can call Haven Humane at
530-241-5. Call Animal Control.
Yes.
Call Shasta.com. You can 530-241-5262. We'll transfer you wherever you need to go.
That's right.
Call Animal Control. Call Shasta.com because that's not okay. If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for your animals, whether it be a car or outside.
I saw a lady carrying her dog down the street the other day when it was 100 and something
degrees.
Isn't
that awesome?
It was cute. She was carrying it like this, and she got out of the grass, put the dog down. But when she was making the crosswalk and on the sidewalk, no.
Well, that's the other thing you need to think about, too, is when you're out walking your dogs, if you wouldn't walk barefoot on the cement, it's not going to feel good for them either.
Well, I know. That's why Elk Killer gets carried across the brook sometimes. She takes a look out there, puts a little foot out, says, I don't think I really want to go out that. And so I pick her up, and I take her out, put her in the grass, and guess what? She's okay. Of course, I burnt my feet at that point, and I'm hopping around out there. But that's okay. I've opted to do that. Okay, so the other thing, too, is don't break the window of a car. Call Shasta.com first because there's, even though it says you can, but there's other rules about it. You can't just kind of arbitrarily break a window unless you've tried to get help on this before you start taking, you know, before you start damaging people's property to come back on you. But there's always somebody that they will drop what they're doing to get to an animal in a car.
Absolutely.
And I know they've all, you know, Captain Smith has said that, Mark said that. So just be very, very aware of leaving your animals. This woman up in, where was it, up in Oregon, that left her child in the car for 10 hours because she forgot, and they arrested her.
So far this year, 40 incidents of children left in cars nationwide.
40 children left in cars nationwide, according to Bob. So you think about that. And somebody said, why can't we come up with something that that alerts families
you need
to this?
Something that alerts you to remember your child in the back of your car. That's amazing to me.
I mean, it is. But obviously, we need it. So, you know, some people, if they put their baby in the back, they'll put a toy up in the front seat with them. I know, because there's a toy in the front seat, there's got to be a kid in the back seat. Other people are talking about putting a device on the car seat that goes immediately to your phone if your phone gets further than 10 feet away from that and it starts chirping. I think if you could do that, I think that's a great idea. I mean, you know, yes, you know, April is sitting here looking at me like, I can't believe somebody would do that.
I have a 1-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old son, and you're right. I hope my look says it all.
It does.
Because I can't say what I really think.
But I think this one, you know, but this, yeah, but I think in one, it was just like an infant. And the father got out of his car and went to work. And totally, you know, because he didn't take care of the child all the time. He completely just walked away from it. Devastated. The family is, you know, completely devastated. And then there's others that the woman goes in the party and leaves the kid in the car. Yeah, it's different. So, but even then, if I know it sounds silly because I can't understand how somebody can accidentally shoot somebody else. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. To me, there are so many safeguards that that keep you from doing that, mm-hmm. except your brain. See, the one thing you can't do is a person's brain. So sometimes they need to be reminded. So maybe that little chirping sound on your phone is the way to do it. Or an attack dog comes out and bites you, or the trunk monkey gets out and hits you in the head. I like that one.
Oh.
April.
Yes.
Scott, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And,
thank you so much.
Well, you know, usually we have Mark here, but, you know, the things you've said today about all the things that are going on, and especially the part about Mark in spandex tights.
Well, let's forget that.
It's too late. This is archived. This goes over the world. And in fact, we're going to play that back, and I'll probably send it to him in an email, along with the men in tights that you found here, so that we can compare.
Possibly my resignation letter.
Possibly, yeah. You know what? No, he can't speak.
He'd be lost.
Okay. Tomorrow, we're what we're trying to do is I'm trying to get into either I want to try and get Randall Hempling on here on the show tomorrow because Randall and I've got to get a hold of him. I think he's back in town. He went to Tibet He did, you know, the Shasta Regional Medical Center called him back for 90 days to get him back online here until they could get that new their new CEO in, whom we met the other day. Nice guy. Seems like he really likes it here. He's going to be a good guy. But then Randall literally left the next day for Tibet.
Wow.
Tibet. And he's got these great stories about traveling, about what happens when you don't speak the language. You got little things written down on a piece of paper you're showing to people. I've done that before, and that's kind of cool because you're never quite sure what they write. And when the people read it, they kind of smile in a strange way, you know, and then they help you. But then he came back, went to the World Series of Poker because he's a poker player.
He sounds fascinating.
He's a former Marine. This guy is a renaissance man. And then when we were talking about taking the kids, you know, at the border, he got into that because his family were refugees. And I understand, he says, Carl, you got to think about this, because I'm kind of hardline on those things. You think about this, and he's right. So I'm going to try and have Randall Hemplin on tomorrow if he's in town, if he gives me the time, if he has the time to come in. I think he's back in town. So what a really interesting fellow he is, and especially talking about Tibet and all these other places he's been in the last 4 months. So, hey, everybody have a great day. Remember, it's going to be 96 today, and don't leave anything in your car. Don't leave yourself in the car too long. Don't leave Granny in the car. Don't leave chocolate in the car if you're doing that. And remember that it's a treating people, and the way we talked about earlier today about how people are treating each other out there. You know, with kind of a tongue in cheek, I go after people that are doing this, but you know, if you treat somebody like you'd like to be treated yourself, I think the world's going to be a lot better.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just is. So remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, and we should all try and be good guys here for the next few weeks.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew.